and my older sisters, Joan and Beryl, went to Morden School opposite St Lawrence Church. They used to walk to school up the London Road and met with other children along the way, and they used to jump the ditches and have a great time. It was very safe in those days, and the children could sort of play along the road.
Mm.
And they used to eat their lunch at school, and then also the toilets were across the playground, and it was rather hard when it was frosty or snowy or raining, and they had to go out to the loos. And often the pipes were frozen, and the staff had to unfreeze the pipes. And my sisters took me to school at Morden School on the first day. And when I got home, I said, I've been to school, I've seen what it's like, but I don't want to go anymore.
Very wise.
Of course, I had to go back.
Oh,
but then Ridge School was built in the 1930s.
Ah.
And I went there from... It was supposed to be a temporary school because it was made of wood. And I went there from that time until I went on to senior school. And the school stood until 2000, I think it was.
Quite.
And although it was made of wood and it was supposed to be temporary, it still lasted.
Quite.
We used to go to school at St Cecilia's up by St Anthony's.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to walk from Lower Morden right through, either up Lower Morden Lane and got on the bus, or else we used to go through Garth Road.
It's a long walk.
It was, yes. The age of, well, five.
Mm-hmm.
Mum used to walk with us, but,
yes.
We had to walk miles.
Oh, yes. Couldn't have
a used to walk a long way, didn't they?
I should hope not, indeed. Buses.
Children would have a fit now, wouldn't they?
Well, we used to be, she used to take us, and as we got older, she used to give us enough money to come home by bus if it was raining, or if we wanted to, we could get on the bus. Because we'd go into Morden, change buses, and come back down Hillcross Avenue to the Beverley. It was a long way round,
yes,
but if it was raining, it was
worth it.
It was only, what, a penny or something, no.